SportsOverload.com is the website. And Ron calls in every week on the Ron Revolution Hotline. Sometimes he calls in earlier, but we appreciate you making time for us. And sorry it took so long. But let's get into it, my friend. Little fantasy land time. We're going to start out with a we're going to go by category. Today we're going to go with, starting out, don't worry, be happy. Guys that are on your fantasy team that you should be real happy about, who are they?
All right. Well, we'll start out with some guys that you should be happy with that maybe you didn't know you were going to be happy with at the start of the season. Ricky Williams of the Miami Dolphins has been fantastic. 80 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. In 5 out of their 6 games this season, he's had double-digit fantasy points, so he's been stellar, even though you probably didn't know that was going to happen. Carson Palmer's back to his usual elite status, I would say. Last week against the Bears, 20 out of 24, 230 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's been fantastic. Miles Austin, back-to-back great game for the Cowboys, 170 yards and a couple TDs. Those three guys that I would definitely say, don't worry, be happy.
Okay. Shifting gears now, what about guys that maybe you don't have on your team but you want to add to your team? Guys you don't want to forget about. Don't forget about these guys that you might be able to add to your roster at this point.
All right, first guy I would say to pick up, because of Leon Washington breaking his leg for the Jets, pick up Sean Green. The Jets have rushed for back-to-back 300-yard games. That rarely happens in the NFL, but the Jets have been doing absolutely fantastic on the ground. Sean Green himself had 144 yards and 2 touchdowns last week against the Raiders, so that's a guy you need to go out and pick up. And if you need a quarterback, I would take a flyer on Alex Smith for the 49ers.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, Joe. Tell him how great he is. Joe loves him some Alex Smith.
Yeah, I like Alex Smith, man. Justin thinks he's a scrub, but he's back.
Quarterbacks are more matchup dependent in the system they're on. You don't necessarily go straight by talent. But, you know, because they're going to be losing some games, and he tends to have some touchdown passes. If you just need a quarterback that's going to be the starter, he had 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in just the second half alone against the Texans. And a guy that's turning into a star, in my opinion, quietly, is Sidney Rice, the Minnesota Vikings. 312 receiving yards the last 2 weeks. No touchdowns. He's had over 300 yards receiving the last 2 weeks, becoming more and more like Brett Favre's go-to guy. Sidney Rice would be a guy I would go out and grab if you can.
All right, and finally, guys you need to get rid of. Guys you want to tell, don't come around here no more. Who's on the
All
list?
Right. All right, Roy Williams, the Dallas Cowboys, wide receiver. Get rid of him. One catch, 16 yards in the last game. He's been awful this season. It seems to be everybody but Williams is involved in the passing game. So just get rid of him. Another guy that I was high on before the season, but he's killing me, Pierre Thomas. They've got 3 running backs. Pierre Thomas needs to get a lot of carries for a lot of yards, but he doesn't get any touchdowns because Mike Bell gets all the goal line carries, and Reggie Bush is the third down to get a lot of the passing, get a lot of the receiving catches and all those points. So Pierre Thomas just gets 50, 60 yards, and that's not enough for you every week to be a starting fantasy running back, so get rid of him. Willis McGahee started off great the first 2 or 3 weeks, but he only has 12 rushing yards the entire month of October. Get rid of him. Don't come around
here no more. All right. Let's, real quick before we go, hit on the NBA. We talked earlier about the Christmas Day game, which should be fantastic, provided the majority of the stars are healthy. But Lakers and Cavs, one of the big highlights for the regular season. Who else are you looking forward to seeing this year?
Well, some teams I love to watch. I think this year the San Antonio Spurs will be back and will be ready to go. But a team that I think is going to finally start to get some more, a little bit more national recognition is going to be the Portland Trailblazers. I love LaMarcus Aldridge, Brandon Roy, and I think an underrated signing was bringing in Andre Miller, who's one of the more underrated point guards in all of basketball.
Yeah, he's great. I'd love to go to a game out there. Are they still at the Rose Garden, or are they playing in a new facility?
I think it's still the Rose Garden.
I'd love to go out. That's a great city. I love Portland. I'd love to go see a game out there.
That's actually one of the toughest places to play in all the NBA. They've had a great track record at home, always have a great home court advantage out there in Portland.
From all the players coming in, you know, normally like you go to Mile High, it's like the altitude's an issue there. It's the contact high from all the weed smokers.
It's the best in the world.
It's hard to focus.
Country anyway.
And I guarantee you, if Mark Sanchez ever played football out there, he would definitely be eating a hot dog on the sideline. He would have a munchies bad.
Is that a big deal to you guys? Some people had mixed reviews on that, whether they thought that was a big deal or not, Mark Sanchez.
I don't see why it is a big deal. I think it's kind of funny.
He's going to get fined, I'm sure.
Why do you get fined for eating a hot dog on the sideline?
You're not supposed to do that.
Is that in the rule book? Is that in the handbook?
I'd love to see it. Would I could say that in the rule book.
If I was hungry and I wasn't going back in, why not?
You know they have probably $50,000 worth of protein and health bars somewhere stashed.
There's a lot of protein in a hot dog, dude.
And a lot
There's
of
also a lot of
processed
fat and
bones.
Fat and mice, but, you know, it's a lot of protein.
A-holes and elbows.
I'm just saying. I didn't think it was a big deal. Did you think it was a big deal?
Nah, I didn't think so at all, especially if he's not going back in. And it's the Raiders. You should let it go against the Raiders.
I mean, could have been worse. Why didn't he drink a beer? I mean, what's stopping from having
exactly.
a beer?
Exactly.
Bob Greasy said it could have been worse. He could have been eating a taco.
Oh.
No good?
What if he was feeling faint and he just had to have something to eat?
Wow. Now, wait a second.
He is Mexican.
He's Hispanic.
No, but he's specifically
Mexican, right?
Yeah.
He's American, isn't he?
Well, no, he does the Latino commercials for the NFL.
He's of Mexican descent?
Yes. There you go.
Cool. I love Mark Sanchez. I think he's great. So then that would have been more offensive if Greasy said that or less.
I don't know.
Ron's not touching it. Man, I appreciate you. SportsOverload.com. Politically correct at all times. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks for having me.